This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Mark Baker. He is president and CEO of AOPA. And Mark, you have done some outreach to neighboring countries, asking them to recognize Basic Med as to allow U.S. pilots that have Basic Med to fly in Canada, the Bahamas, and Mexico. First of all, what sort of response do you expect from that? And then just in general, how is the Basic Med rollout going?
Well, we're certainly hopeful that Canada, Bahamas, and Mexico will respect, and generally they have recognized U.S. Regulation. And, you know, as long as we've been successful in getting this Basic Med done in the U.S., I'm hopeful. And we're going to keep working with those governments to ensure that they accept the tourism that they would get by having these pilots accepted in their countries.
Well, you're from up north in the U.S., so I imagine you've flown to Canada a fair bit. There are a lot of U.S. pilots that fly to Canada, especially, and Mexico in the winter.
That's right. I mean, there's a lot of cross-border between Canada, Mexico, and the Bahamas. You know, it's about 85% of all general aviation usages of those three countries, you know, from where we go to, obviously, all adjacent. So I think it'd be a nice boost for Canada to recognize this, as we believe there'll be tens of thousands of pilots returning to active flying after the May 1 of this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What is your feel for the acceptance and adoption of Basic Med? First by people who are already flying, and then, as you said, of people who want to come back to flying.
Well, that's right. You know, there's over 300,000 pilots in the U.S. That are not actively flying as using a medical, the way we measure it. And some of them will return to flying through this mechanism because of the speed, the affordability, and working with their own general practitioner to ensure their health is good. So we don't know if it'll be 10, 20, 30, or 50,000 folks, but somewhere in that direction over the next several years, we believe we'll grow the pilot population that are actively flying again in that magnitude.
What are you hearing from members about the final form of the bill? It's been a few months now, so everybody's had a chance to have a look at it. What are you hearing?
Mostly really good stuff. I mean, I get letters and calls and emails every day, every week, thanking the organization for finally getting this reform in place. And, I mean, it's just a wonderful acceptance. You know, for those people that still want to choose to do the third-class medical with their own AME, we think that's going to be fine. But we also have a lot of AMEs that have agreed to do this kind of basic med as well. And there'll be some training, some acknowledgement about how to get the rest of the general practitioners to feel comfortable signing off. But I think we've done a lot of work on that already, and we've been doing a lot of surveying with general practitioners, and most of them, or the large majority of them, are pretty comfortable signing this as they do other certificates like this. And the membership is very excited about using this to work with their private doctor on managing their health, which in many cases, unfortunately, they weren't as wide open, or they just chose not to even go back and get a third-class medical and stayed away from aviation. So it's a way to grow it and a way to do it safer.
One thing that that has been mentioned is that it may actually help to improve the health of the pilot population by allowing pilots to not be so afraid to tell their doctors about conditions they suspect they might have.
A very true story. Last year, I talked to two doctors who were brothers, and they said that had their father had this opportunity, he'd be alive today because he kept his health to himself. And these are two doctors that said this, that their father passed away because he was so afraid to share his real concerns with his chest pains and all that. So I'm hopeful that people are going to continue to do the right thing, which is using their doctor to manage their health and their long-term future of how they take care of themselves, because we don't want people that aren't safe to fly flying. And I think this is a way to build trust with the medical system.
How is the FAA reacting to the implementation? There was a sense that they were somewhat reluctant to enter into this sort of arrangement. Is the FAA okay?
You know, from my perspective, from Michael Huerta on down. They have been responsive to, once this law was passed and signed by the president last July, to work really hard with us to get the online course put in place. There's been a lot of cooperation, and they've met every timeline that they said that they would. So I'm going to say that the FAA has been fair and has been responsive to getting this thing done, and in a very good way, because there were a lot of people concerned last July that they would slip on the deadlines and would just keep pushing back, but they met or exceeded deadlines.
Okay, and for those who have not been following this situation and are maybe just hearing about basic med, how about just a quick rundown on how pilots can take advantage of it?
So we think of the basic med as doing the right thing with up to five passengers, up to a 6,000-pound aircraft, IFR, VFR, up to 18,000 feet, and you're going to have to go online every 2 years and do a self-evaluation course, and then every 4 years you go work with your private doctor and get go over your health, and he signs a little affidavit that you've been there and checked you up good, and that's it. And you know, if you've had a medical active in the last 10 years, that's all you have to go to after May 1st of this year. So for those that have had special issuance or not, it could save them thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're healthier today than before when they had the stints put in. So we feel really good about people that have had either special issuance or want to take care of their health themselves with their doctor, now can do that.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time today, Mark. It's Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.